my father is the only person I have seen with whom you can sit quietly for hours and not find the silence awkward or anything missing. I have known people sit near him, and he was just saying yes, Dan, yes, Dan, silently within himself, just sitting without moving, and the other person without moving, sitting by him. Hours would go by, and you would not feel. It was a stillness sort of a thing, you see. And my mother would sometimes say to this businessman who would be sitting next to my father, and say, well, have you finished what you had to do with Shorok? Isn't it time that you said what you have come to say, or leave, or what? And he would say, I have not come to say anything, Shirin. Just to sit next to him. He said, my mind is in such chaos, so many problems, so many burdens, just sitting next to Shahrukh, and I feel that calm, that peace. And he would go away without a word. I also remember Sadhu Lake, the first Westerner, the Sadhu. You all must have read more about it than I know. But I've seen him. And one morning, before going to school, I saw him when I was ready to go to school. I saw someone seated by my father's bed on a chair. Now, my father didn't speak English, and Sadhu Lake didn't speak Hindi. I suppose so. I don't know. Anyway, they just sat, and they just sat. And after half an hour, I was ready. I said bye to mommy and to mother and went off to school. And when I came back at 12 o'clock for lunch, 12:30 for lunch, they were still there in the same position, Sadhu Lake and father. Neither had moved. And I said to mother, I said, what? She said, why don't ask me? They've just sat like that all morning. And he doesn't understand me, and I don't understand him. Let it be. And when I came in the evening, I asked mother, and she said, well, he left just at about tea time. You know, all that time they could just sit. But when I would sit next to him, and sometimes he'd tell me the stories, very rarely, and I would ask. Otherwise he would sit, child, now, go out and play. But when I would look up to listen to him, you see, I could see through his mouth, the roof, so I would see that little tongue go up and down, like the tongue of a bell. Without a sound, that tongue would keep moving, and he was repeating God's name, yes, Dan, yes, Dan. And after that, I'd keep a voice and see every time, all the time, that little tongue would be, the tip of the tongue would be moving up and down. My father had very lovely hands, resembled Baba's. Of course, nothing can compare to Baba's hands, even at the age his body was. His beautiful hands. And my father resembled them. And my mother was very fond of beauty, you know, like mirror. And beauty in anything. If it's something beautiful, she would admire. So she was always not very pleased about the shape of her hands, which is like my hands. And my father's beautiful long fingers, very, very, quite smooth for his age even. And mother would say, Shahrukh, you're so much older than I am. And how is that you have such hands? And look at mine. Also, the way his back, the shoulders was, sometimes in the latter years, when I've seen Baba sit on the bed, and I've seen him, say, from the back or the side, I was very often reminded of Father. And Baba would remember him out of context, you know, just suddenly. There was nothing to lead to that comment or that thought, and Baba would suddenly remember him and say like that. No pair.